107.7 The Island is your station for real music variety. Jennifer Figueroa with Hope Harbor joins me, and Lori Lou still hanging out. Jennifer, did I say your last name right?
Say it one more time.
Did I say your last name? Jennifer Figueroa.
Yep, that's perfect.
Okay, cool. You're with Hope Harbor. Before we talk about what we're going to do, tell us what Hope Harbor does and what you do.
Okay, so Hope Harbor is a nonprofit homeless shelter. We serve not only women, but we serve individuals and families in our shelters, and we also have our community assistance program, so we also serve the community. That means we provide immediate shelter and emergency shelter and a longer-term program with case management in our transitional shelter, and then we help out the community with things such as primarily our food boxes, diapers, wipes, formula, and then gas vouchers for any housing appointments, medical appointments, things like that.
I'm afraid of the answer to this question. How full is your shelter regularly?
Regularly, we run about 80% capacity, and that's kind of where we've been for the past few years.
It's crazy to think about that. This is part of people's lives, and I'm going to paint a scenario. Tell me if I'm right on with this. You find yourself, and it's not always just women, you find yourself in a dangerous situation, whether it's drugs or violence or sex abuse or whatever the case may be. When you are blessed enough to be able to escape that situation with barely enough time to maybe grab the kid, you have nothing on your back. You have no money. Sometimes you don't have your wallet. You don't have a toothbrush. You just escaped that situation. Hope Harbor is a place you can go. Is that a valid assumption of what your world is like?
Yes. You know, trauma and homelessness go hand in hand. So we unfortunately see a lot of that in our shelters. We do something called the ACE scores. So it rates, or it's a questionnaire where adults take once they enter into a transitional shelter. So this is not including the people that are going through a current emergency in the emergency shelter. So the adults in our transitional shelter take this questionnaire, and it's questions such as the experiencing domestic violence in their childhood home, substance abuse, a family member going to prison, etc. You and I might get 0 or maybe even 1 on that questionnaire. On average, ours runs above 4. Last year's was around 5. Those that have an ACE score of 4 are most likely to end up having not only mental afflictions, but also even physical afflictions, such as cardiovascular, suicidal thoughts, diabetes, and other things that can affect them.
So much more than a shelter.
Yes.
Wow.
For sure.
Well, congratulations. Talking with the Hope Harbor's Jennifer Figueroa, I saw a news piece, and I wish it didn't get this far, that I read a news piece that I thought we need to help, that you are in dangerous, low supply. You're in need of food and supplies at the shelter.
Yes. So any donation that comes through, it goes to our residents first. So right now we share our food donations. We always have shared our food donations with our community assistance program. So any food that's in abundance, we send over to the service center. And then that's what houses the community assistance food pantry, where we would help families once a month. So we see a lot of regulars that come every once a month, right on the dot. Let's say the last time they came in the first, the next month they're there on the first needing those groceries. Mm. Unfortunately, we're running so low. We've already exhausted our community assistance budget for the food pantry, so they're solely relying on the shelter, and we're running in an area where our residents are priority, and so we have to feed them breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Right.
And we're at that point where we're unable to share with the community assistance program, and it's only March that they're already done with their budget.
We're going to try to change that.
Yes.
We've been asking for donations, and it's food, non-perishable food that you need mostly?
Yes.
All right, non-perishable food items, drop them off here. Corner of West Capitol Avenue and Deers is where KSYZ studios are. Either ring the doorbell, leave it in the lobby, or leave it outside. It doesn't matter. We'll get it. And then Saturday, from 10 to noon, midday, Renee and myself will be outside and in the lobby accepting your donations. Anything you can do. It occurred to me, look, we're all tight of money. Some of you can do a big bag of groceries. Some of you don't feel inhibited by dropping off one can of beans. I did a little math. It's not something you ever really hear me say.
No.
So I was doing some math. Yeah. No. But sure. It just very basically in my head, what is Grand Island now? 62,000 people approximately, Grand Island alone. If everybody brought one can of beans, that's a lot of beans.
Yeah.
Or one can of something. So don't feel inhibited by bringing one, but bring what you can. Drop it off here. It's for Hope Harbor. Hope Harbor, you're helping people, and I'm a big proponent of helping helpers. I think it's easier to help the helper than it is to actually be the helper. You got the hard job. And if I can help you at all, that would be great. And I know yes. Lori agrees with that.
Absolutely, 100%.
So our appeal to you is to help. Help us help the helpers and drop off non-perishable food items.
Hey, how you doing?
Quit your jibber jabber.
Waking up with Franz Man, one man party in the morning on the island.
I just know from watching old Westerns, they sustain themselves oftentimes on beans. So I would think a food shelter would like to have a back stock of beans, but what is it? Cereal for kids, maybe?
That's a great question. We are always in need of cereal, pasta sauce, meal kits, all types of canned goods. So that's canned meat, canned veggies, canned soup, canned fruit. One thing that is helping us also is to offset our budget, coffee and sugar. So those kind of behind the scenes ingredients as well, coffee, sugar, cooking oil, those things that we have to use our budget because graciously we've been receiving those other food items. But that's also a great way to help us offset our budget is those kind of like hidden cooking items.
Fantastic.
And then another huge thing that we are surprised is we are really out of mac and cheese. So mac and cheese would be great.
And relatively inexpensive for us.
Yeah.
Excellent. Jennifer, thank you so much for what you do at Hope Harbor. If you're available on Saturday, 10 to noon, your presence is not necessary. We're just going to try to fill the Jeep and Renee's truck and give you a big haul. But if you're interested in hanging out, Jennifer, thank you again for what you do at Hope Harbor. If you can drop off a new unused toy. Now that's around Christmas time.
Yeah.
Drop off non-perishable food items here at 1077 The Island Studios and join us for a festive Saturday, 10 to noon. Thanks again. Jennifer makes a good point that the food items should be new and unused as well. Okay. Little disclaimer.
Thank you. Thank you for having us on, Franz Man. Bye-bye.
Waking up with Franz Man, one man party in the morning on the island.
Do you want a vacuum cleaner that's actually reliable? How about a good sewing machine? Well, Kearney Quality Sew & Vac is your best choice for reliability. Over 30 different vacuum options. They have over 50 sewing machine choices. Kearney Quality Sew & Vac. They're your best choice for reliability.